Hallelujah. God is good, and His mercy endures forever. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm excited. Are you excited? You know, they can quarantine you and lock you down, but the truth is never quarantined. And lies also are not quarantined. So you have to be aware that it's still moving, it is still going. I'm excited about that because the Holy Spirit has been speaking on some certain issues that needs to be addressed. And I believe that we as a church must address it, answer questions that a lot of people are asking. Because the season is now we're in that season now that those questions are starting to being asked. Amen? And there's a lot of divide happening in around communities and families and people at the moment. So, but I want to encourage you that you stay on the path of truth. Amen? The truth, nothing can come against it. You can, as Mama Evelyn says, I like the way she says it, you can put clothes on truth or take clothes off truth. It's still truth. Hallelujah. That's a powerful revelation. No matter what you dress it up or try to make it look good or put some something onto it to make it look nice, it is still truth. And it's the same for lies as well. You can try and dress it up and make it look nice, but it still lies. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Papa God, thank you. Holy Ghost, thank you, Lord, for your wonderful power that lives and that moves in our being, oh God. Thank you, Lord, that it is through the power of the Holy Spirit that we are saved. Lord, you said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to me except through. No one goes to the Father except through me. And no one comes to the Father except Father who leads him to us, to me. And that is the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we thank you that you are the Spirit of truth. You are the Spirit of power. And Lord, I pray that you will hide me, Lord, from the people, that they only hear your word, nothing else but your word. Hallelujah. Because your word is everlasting to everlasting. Your word is power. Your word is a lamp unto our feet that guides us throughout this time of darkness and untruth and lies that are happening around the world today. Your word is always true. Father, we thank you and we give you praise. We give you honor and glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Everybody said, amen. Everybody who agreed with this said, amen. Hallelujah. Those of you who are watching this morning, we welcome you. Right in your lounge room. We've got one more Sunday before we can come back together and give each other big hugs. But right now, just wave to somebody. Praise the Lord. You know, I love you as a overseer of this church to give you the truth, and I will never speak on anything else except what the Holy Spirit has been revealing. And I am still on the path of that truth. Hallelujah. I want to read you a scripture that is... I love Jesus. Jesus is pretty straightforward. And I want you to become like Jesus. If you say you have Jesus living inside of you, then be like him. Amen. Speak like him. Amen. Talk like him. Jesus said, if they persecute you, then remember they persecute me first. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. So we should not worry about what people say about us. Amen. Speak truth every time. Hallelujah. Let me just grab that scripture for you. It's in John chapter 8, verse 44, but I'll start... I'll go back up a bit and start from 31. And it says, and Jesus said to those Jews who believed in him, he says, if you abide in my word and you are my disciples, indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Verse 33 says, and they answered him. They said, listen to the ignorance of those people. They said, we are Abraham's descendants and have never been in bondage to anyone. How can you say you will be made free? Jesus answered them and said, most assuredly I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin. Verse 35, and a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. Oh, hallelujah. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. Verse 37 says, and I know that you are Abraham's descendants, and you seek to kill me because my word has no place in you. I speak what I have been with my father, and you do not know, you do what you have seen with your father. Ooh, Jesus is pretty straightforward. They answered him and said to him, Abraham is our father. Jesus said to them, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. But now you seek to kill me, a man who has told you the truth, which I heard from God. Abraham did do this. You do the deeds of your father. Then they said to him, we were born not of fornication. We have one father, God. Jesus said to them, and this is the scripture now going down, if God were your father, you would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God. Nor have I come from of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my word. You are of your father, the devil. Ooh, hallelujah. And the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources. For he is a liar and a father of it. But because I tell you the truth and you do not believe me, which of you convicts me of sin? And if I tell the truth, why do you not believe me? He who is of God hears God's words. Therefore, you do not hear me, or you do not hear because you are not of God. Hallelujah. These are pretty straightforward words that Jesus spoke. And that's in John chapter 8, verse 44. That's our first scripture. You're for your father, devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. And when he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it. Hallelujah. Friends, every lie has a root in the father of lies. I want to start by making a few comments on issues that we are facing now in this season and time that we are living in. It's my observation, and it's also what the Holy Spirit is saying during time of prayer. And I believe as we as a church have a responsibility to bring this to light. And God willing, in the time is when this time is right, we're going to call, I guess, a kind of a question and answer kind of a night where we can sit down and go through God's word and talk about it and answer some questions. Amen? And Satan's most important tactic is he uses making people believe that he does not exist. This is the first weapon that he used. The moment people don't believe that Satan exists, he's won. And he'll move on to the next tactic that he's using. By doing that, he introduces this thing called conspiracy theories and things like that. Amen? You know, the greatest conspiracy theory happened in the garden. You know the story of the boy that the yelled out wolf? It's a great principle, but it's kind of like a reverse principle of that. You know, every day we are inundated with the messages that contradict God's word by the mainstream media. This is my opening statement to you. Every day, you're inundated by all these things that are happening inside your own lunchroom. A normal day in the life of a woman or a man in a Western nation goes like this. We wake up, and while getting ready for the day, we watch the morning news program that promotes leftist progressive bias. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen to that. But the stories it covers and the language it uses. Drive to work listening to songs filled with sexual immorality, greed, and violence. And then we come back home, and throughout the day, we keep an eye on our social media, where all these discussions and distorted conflict views and, you know, all these things that are breeding bitterness and cynicism. No matter what the medium is, my friends, the popular culture floods our consciousness, giving it nearly unmatched power to influence our thoughts and actions, and even our laws and our public policy. This is really, really what is happening around us now. We should not get over spiritual about things and forget what is happening around us. If you're going to watch news, cover yourself with the blood of Jesus and watch what's going around, but do not believe what is being propagated on television. These people are getting paid to lie to us. The mainstream media and Hollywood has groomed many Christians to now think like the world. Can I just say this? If something moves from the unthinkable to thinkable, then it's a very short step from that to become normal. Let me just break that down. These are the things that the signs that God has placed for us. That's why the last scripture I used last week was Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16. It says, when you get to that place, look for the signs. And when you see the signs, follow it and your life will be really good. Amen? That's what the Bible says. That's what God says. You know, for example, there is no God. Religion is a fairy tale and has no place in public life. That's number one. Abortion is a basic right that simply removes unwanted tissues from a woman's body. That's another one. See, it's in those days, it's unthinkable. But now you think about these things and it becomes normal. Homosexuality is perfectly good and should be encouraged. And those who think otherwise are self-righteous bigots or bigots. If one feels like one's biological sex does not match his or her true identity or self, we should aid and celebrate the gender change. And euthanasia and assisted suicide are useful options for those in chronic pain or suffering from a terminal illness. Those things used to be unthinkable. But now they are thinkable things. And it's one step from being unthinkable to thinkable, and now it's normal. Church, this is what we are faced with now. And this is what we must speak about things openly inside the church so that people know the truth. Amen? I am seeing a great divide happening amongst friends and families, more so now than ever before, because of what is happening. The most disturbing of all is Christians who claim to be Bible-believing Christians, talking and doing things that are completely opposite to what they claim or to believe in. It is happening right now. Hallelujah. You know, if you're a Christian and you are constantly going against the God's word when principle, this is what the Holy Spirit dropped in my spirit. You are right on the threshold of denying Christ. Amen. When true persecution comes. If you've been practicing disobeying God's laws and God's principles, and when true persecution comes, you are at the threshold of denying Christ. Hallelujah. There is an attack on your soul like never before, and we need to understand it and fight against it. The Bible says our fight is not against flesh and blood, but against what? Principalities and powers of high places. Let me just talk about your soul. What is your soul? Your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions. Whoever controls your soul controls you. Amen? Amen? Hallelujoh. There is nothing on earth as powerful as a human willpower that you and I have. One thing that God does not control on earth is what he gave you. That is the greatest gift he gave you, which is your willpower to choose from right or wrong. God does not control that. God gave you the power of the will. The will controls the destiny of men, you and I. This is so powerful because God gave you the same power that he possesses. But it is also dangerous because it also gives you the power to choose against God. Many Christians are using that same power to deny God or go against God's word. And yet we use grace to cover it. Grace to cover all this rubbish. He wanted you to use your will for his will. God intended to use the will of man to fulfill his will on earth. Your will was given to you for fulfilling his will. Amen? Amen? Not for your own agendas or your own preconceived ideas or what you think. It is to fulfill God's will on earth. That's why he gave you that. And he doesn't control that. You've got to understand that. He wanted you to use your will for his will. And the seat of this will is the conscious and the subconscious mind. That is where the will lives. Your willpower lives in your subconscious mind, which the Bible calls it the heart or the most inner being of somebody. Your subconscious mind is your heart. When something is in your subconscious mind, it is easy to forget. If something is in your conscious mind, you can forget it easily. But once it's been downloaded onto your subconscious mind, which the Bible calls the heart, you're in trouble. Hallelujah. The subconscious mind is your heart. Whoever controls your subconscious mind controls you. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7, it says, "For as a man thinks in his heart, so is he." Whatever a man thinks, that is the man. Hallelujah. So if the devil wants to control you, all he has to do is control the heart. And how does he control the heart? First, he works on the conscious mind first, and he keeps repeating and repeating and repeating and repeating until the conscious mind deposits everything that he has been repeating to you into the heart, and now you're in trouble. That's why it is so hard to get rid of stuff that you've been going through for 20 years. If you've been watching pornography, it is so hard. It takes one button, to just press that button inside your subconscious mind, and all these pictures in color will come before your mind. Somebody say amen to that, Pastor. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 12, verse 2, it says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect." The mind is defined as the heart. It determines your future and your destiny. Whatever you decide to hear and to see and to listen constantly will become your future. That's why television and media is dangerous. Even the government is dangerous. Hello, somebody. That is why we must constantly hear the Holy Spirit, and the Word of God will clean out what has already been deposited inside your subconscious mind. You are supposed to constantly keep hearing and hearing the Word of God until it drowns out all that was imputed by the devil, by the enemy. That includes media, songs, books you read, all this stuff. The only thing you should be reading that comes from the Word of God and the Spirit is the Bible. Amen? This tells you your future, past, present, and future, this book. This is the only book that will survive and live when the kingdom of God is established. There's two new world orders that are coming. One, we know they're already breeding for it to happen. Hallelujah. And then there's another new world order that comes after to crush that one, that is the kingdom of God. Amen. And this book is the constitution of that very thing that we're going to live and abide by. Jesus spoke more about the kingdom than he spoke about anything else. That's why we must go back and understand the kingdom of God and know the kind of kingdom that you and I are going to be living in after all this thing has gone. We are in the threshold now, right now, of them breeding you. Do you know Hollywood has been breeding you? Do you know media has been breeding you and conditioning you for what is happening? That's why fear takes over people just like that, because they've seen movies like Contagious. Oh, hello, somebody. And when it happens, their minds start to go back to that. Hollywood has already conditioned them to think like that with fear. And then we run out of toilet papers in supermarkets. Hallelujah. What's that got to do with anything, really? Haven't they had a water? Hello, somebody. I better stay on the path of truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The mind is defined as the heart. Amen. Somebody say, hallelujah, Pastor. Your mind is the center of your soul. What is the soul? The soul is made up of your will, your emotions, and your everything that is made up of you. All of them make up your soul. So your feeling is in your soul. Your decision-making power is in your soul. And the thinking pattern is in your soul. The battle, my friends, is for the soul of man. The enemy is fighting for your soul. Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 30 says, "The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he who wins souls is wise." That's why the church must continue to speak truth and win souls into the kingdom of God. Winning your body, my friends, is easy. Why? You're here. You're here right now. God's warned you. You're sitting inside the church. That's easy. Winning your spirit is easy. You're born again. If you're not, we're going to do something about that. Hallelujah. You're here. You're here because God's warned your body, and you're here because God's warned your spirit. But it's your soul that's a battlefield. Hallelujah. Winning your soul is a tough job. It's a tough job for evangelists, pastors, teachers, anybody that's standing on this pulpit and constantly giving you the word of God. It's a tough job because we're battling against television and Hollywood and all this stuff that you've been groomed and brought up from. Hallelujah. God is after your soul and the devil is after your soul. God's already won your body because you are here, and he has already won your spirit because you're born again and you want to find God. But winning your soul is a tough job. Hallelujah. That's why the Bible says, put on the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. The battle is about the soul and the soul of your children and the soul of your nation and the soul of your people. And the soul of the world is in trouble because the battle is against that. And the devil is busy at work. People say, once saved, always saved. Then why is the devil so busy? Why is he so busy? He's not stupid. He knows that if he gets you out, he got you out. Hallelujah. The soul is the first component of the media that was created by God. I'm talking about media, and I'm using this as a picture for you. The soul is the media. It is the mediator between the spirit and the body. Your soul dictates what your spirit receives. Amen? Remember I did a little demonstration on your body, your soul, and your spirit. The key component the devil can manipulate is your soul, because your soul receives from your five senses, your smell, your touch, your feel, your hearing, and your seeing. The soul receives from that and gives it to your body. Hallelujah. Five senses deposits it into your spirit. In other words, hearing, tasting, smelling, touching, all comes from the sense of your soul, and the soul deposits your spirit. That is why you must regulate and filter out what is being given to you every day. How do you regulate it and filter it out? By the Word of God. The Word of God, your prayer life, your constant connecting with the Spirit cleans out your soul every time in the midst of all the rubbish that's being portrayed and given to you every day in front of your television. I don't turn my television on to watch news or to see anything now, not never, at all. Nothing that comes from the media is true. Hallelujah. That is what Jesus said in Mark chapter 4, verse 24. He says, take heed what you hear. Take heed means to be what? Selective, regulate your hearing, seeing, choose what you receive and what you don't receive. You have the willpower to do that. God has already given it to you to make the choices and make the right choices every day. Hallelujah. Why? Because it will leaven the whole lump. It will mess up your whole life because no truth can come from the world media. There is an attack on your soul and your children's soul everywhere you turn. There is an attack. Whatever you read, there is an attack. When you turn your radio on, you're taking a chance of listening to lies. That is why the Holy Spirit prompted me to pray for the children last Sunday, because of what is happening around the world today. Even from their teachers, teaching them something that they're not supposed to. Your children get sent to school to learn A, B, C, D, to write their names, to learn about maths, calculating, get a job and get a life. Not to be brainwashed by any teacher about what they think. Hallelujah. Christians should wake up and stop believing lies of the media, the government, and even your so-called medical experts. Hello, somebody. Every TV channel is after your soul. Every radio is after your soul. Every doctor is after your soul. Every government is after your soul. They want to contain you and control you. And friends, that is what's happening today. And somebody has to speak about these things and get the people right in the right direction so that we can know the kind of season and time we're living in now. The word media comes from the word medium, would you believe? Medium means to stand between the source and the object. Where are you getting your information from? That is the question you should be asking yourself. God hates mediums. He detests mediums. And he says, if you find one in the Bible, he says, kill them. Get rid of them. It's strong law. He told the Israelites, if there's any one of these inside you, kill them. Don't put them aside. Just destroy them. Get rid of them. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is called a mediator between God and man. The Bible tells me in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5, it says, for there is one God, one mediator between God and man, the man, Christ Jesus. That means if you get your information from anybody else to save your soul, you ain't got the right message, my friend. If you're getting it from the media, you are not getting the right message. If you're getting it from the government, you're not getting it from the right message. You're not getting the right message. It's distorted. It's full of lies. And it comes from the father of lies himself. That means there is no prophet between God and man. There is no government between God and man except Christ Jesus. Amen. There is nobody between God and man except Jesus Christ. Amen. Your Savior, the one that died for you. You know, somebody would say, oh, you know, they didn't die for me. I can say whatever I want to say because none of these people died for me. Amen. Only God, Jesus Christ, died for me. Amen. Hallelujah. There is no prophet between God and man. There is no government between God and man except Christ Jesus. Anybody else will give you a distorted communication. It is about time now, my friends, that you all stop listening to the media and any other source that does not have the Holy Spirit. Hello, somebody. Amen. This is a good message this morning for us to... We've come from a long path of truth. And this is what's happening right now that needs to be addressed inside the church. Hallelujah. When you turn your television or your radio, you are taking a chance. Chances are you are not going to get anything truth from any of these sources. Listen to this. God considered mediation as a dangerous power, and he warned us against the use and abuse of it. God is sensitive about the mediums, those people that receive and talk and bring information from the source to you. They call the medium. Any medium that doesn't have God inside, do not ever believe them. Listen to what God says about mediums. Leviticus chapter 20, verse 27, it says, a man or a woman who is a medium or spiritist among you must be put to death. You are to stone them. Their blood will be on their own heads. God says if they are mediating and do not represent me, he says, get rid of them. Now, that is a tough law, somebody. If they prophesy and didn't talk to them, tell you what I've been telling them, he said, get rid of them. Listen to this one. The word in Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 10, it says, let no one be found among you who sacrificed their son or daughter in the fire, who practices divination or sorcery, interprets omens, engages in witchcraft, or casts spells, or is a medium or a spiritist, or who consults the dead. God says, they better not be among you. Reading tarot cards, that is omen. Reading palms, they're omen. Horoscopes, they're omens. God says, you are an abomination when you're trying to get information from me through somebody that I did not set up. This is God's word to us this morning. It is an abomination if we go and get information from somebody that God never set up in the first place. Hallelujah. God says, I have sent to you, the church, prophets, teachers, apostles, evangelists, pastors and teachers. I've already sent them to you. I did not set up Mother Divine or Mother somebody for you to go and get information from. Amen. Or Papa Boo Boo or some sort of black magic thing that you want to go and get your information from. I lost somebody. Yeah. These are real stuff. Real things that we need to deal with in our lives. Some of you all used to go there and get your information from there. Don't sit there and go, no, I never done that. Yeah, somebody read your palm. Somebody gave you a horoscope. It's full of horrors. Nothing good in there. Hallelujah. 1 Samuel chapter 28, verse 7 says, Saul said to his attendants, find me a woman who is a medium so I may go and inquire of her. Since God is not talking to me directly, let me go and hire a witch. This is what Saul did. Listen to what God did. Look what happened to Saul. The Bible says in 1 Chronicles chapter 10, verse 13 to 14, he says, Saul died because he was unfaithful to God. He did not keep the word of God and even consulted a medium for guidance and did not inquire of the Lord, so the Lord put him to death and turn the kingdom over to David, the son of Jesse. The moral of this principle is simple, friends. The result for getting information from wrong source is death and destruction. I am serious with you this morning. The result of getting information from the wrong source is your own demise. Sometimes it's self-inflicted. We have the will to choose what is wrong and what is right. Yet we go and do things without even checking on what God says. And God leaves you to that. Hallelujah. Where are you getting your information from? Who are you going to believe? Isaiah says, whose report are we going to believe? When will we Christians, so-called people who call themselves born-again Christians, stand strong and say we believe in the Word of God? Amen. Nothing else. Amen. Nothing else. Only on the Word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. The power of the media is being used by the devil right now, and he is after your soul, my friends. I said it and I will say it again. Please stop watching your television. Please, don't do it. Go and get your source from the Bible and allow the Holy Spirit. The Bible says he is the teacher, he is the counselor, he is the one that will teach you and guide you. The conviction of the Holy Spirit has to be so powerful in your life that when you make the decision, it's the decision comes from the will that God already gave you. See, God gave you the greatest power to choose from right or wrong, and then he made sure that he gave you the power to overcome things, who is the Holy Ghost that lives inside of us. So we are overcomers in every situation. Hallelujah. That is why it is so different. It is no different when we doubt the word of God and listen to the lies of the world, and God calls it an abomination. We are saying to God, we don't trust this book. When you go to some other source for your information, you are saying to God, I don't trust this book. I need to go and get a second opinion about this. I don't really care about your second opinion. You believe what is there in this book. Amen. It is important for us to make that stand. Amen. Make that stand. Hallelujah. Get your information from this book. Mark chapter 11, verse 23 to 24, it says, have faith in God. Jesus answered, I tell you the truth. If anyone says to this mountain, go throw yourself in the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will happen, it will be done for him. Amen. Verse 24, therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in what? Prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. Hallelujah. Your constant communication with God is your prayer life. And that has to be open every time. There has to be an open connection with God every time. The only way the Holy Ghost can reach you is through that open connection. Amen. Your soul is in the battlefield right now, and that's where the Spirit is fighting so much. Hallelujah. Having the foundational faith that God exists, it's so easy for every Christian. Oh yeah, we believe that God exists. That's our faith. Great. But having the functional faith, hallelujah, somebody. It's the faith that dares to move mountains, that God can and will do the impossible. It is not easy. And God demands that from us. God doesn't demand your knowledge about him existing. He demands the function of your faith. He demands your faith that can move mountains. Hallelujah. Believing in Christ Jesus is not enough. It's doing his work that's more important, because doing his work activates faith inside our body. It's like going to a gym and pumping iron. Faith is a muscle that you need to build through constantly believing, reading the Word of God, praying and connecting with the Spirit. Hallelujah. Having the functional faith that God can and will do the impossible is not easy. And that's the one that we need to go and build on. Build on the part of your life that is not strong, and that is your faith. God uses our faith so that he can move us into the action in the ways that will bring him glory. We must learn to walk in strong faith in God. If we are to please him, Bible says, receive his best for our life and to glorify him, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 tells us that strong faith is like a muscle, and it must be built over time through a combination of spirit-led, risk-taking, allow somebody, patiently waiting, I talked about it last week, and waiting for God to move. Risk-taking is God's business. Hallelujah. See, there are some things that I believe and only God believes. Only me and God believe in some things. You may not believe this with me, but I don't really care. I believe it and God believe it, and that's what matters. And it should be for yourself, my friends. If you believe something and God believes that with you, praise the Lord. You got the whole of heaven behind you. The whole heaven. Listen, the whole of heaven is behind you when God believes in what you believe in. Hallelujah. And that's important. Hallelujah. I'm so excited about that. There's some things that I believe that only God and I believe. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit keeps reminding me in His Word, in Isaiah 43, verse 16 and 23, verse 16 to 23, it says, "Thus says the Lord, who makes a way in the sea and a path through the mighty waters, who brings forth the chariots and the horses and the army and the power. They shall lie down together, they shall not rise. They are extinguished, they are quenched like a wick." Verse 18 says, do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of the old. Verse 19, "Behold, I will do a new thing, and now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and the rivers in the desert." Hallelujah. That word keeps coming to me every day. God is going to make a way for us. God is going to make a way for you. God is going to make a way for you in your business. God is going to make a way for you in your job, in your employment. God is going to make a way for you in your time of trouble, when you're sick, when you need some healing. God is going to make a way for your provisions, your family, whatever that you believe in, that God believes in, God is going to make a way for that. Amen. And He keeps reminding me in His Word every day. Hallelujah. "The beast of the field will honor me," He says, "the jackals and the ostrich, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen people. These people I have formed for myself. They shall declare my praise." Amen. My friends, that's you and I sitting here carrying the Holy Ghost. Amen. That's you and I. That's what God is talking about. Amen? Yeah. Hallelujah. I don't meet too many Christians today that have strong functional faith. A lot of them have the faith in God, but there's no functional faith, because once it comes to that, it's a threshold you got to cross. And you go, "Oh, you know what? Maybe I should take a second opinion about this. Maybe I should check with my counselor. Maybe I should check with my medium, the other one. The one that Saul spoke to." Hallelujah. Who wants to take risks when they don't have to? This is the thing that we always have in our heads. This is the devil's sales pitch for sure, because he knows what happens to a Christian who learns to live by faith. You know, the devil fears those who live by faith. Fearful of them. Hallelujah. God will make a way for your provision, your finances, your job, your business, your health, your protection. Even in the midst of what is happening today, in the midst of coronavirus, it will always be a way for you. Amen. Through this season and time that we live in. You got to believe that. And you're going to stand on that. Hallelujah. There are mistakes made along the way and along the journey as we mishear God, get ahead of His timing, manipulate our circumstances, put Him to test. Never put God to test. Oh, I got a word for that. There's a word about this very, very putting God to test. Or shrink back in fear and doubt as we focus on the circumstances rather than God. Most of us will always focus on what's happening instead of looking at God. God, what have you promised throughout this time that we're living in? Hallelujah. Listen to me. Human reasoning is the greatest obstacle in seeing God's power at work in our lives. That is our greatest obstacle. We don't get this kind of faith overnight, and we should not look down on others who don't have it yet. Some faith are stronger than others. Let's encourage those ones that are still struggling with their faith. Amen? Hallelujah. But give them the strong words. Give them the word of God to support them and help them through. Faith of any kind is a gift from God. It is God who gives us the ability to believe Him, and we have a role to play. Faith requires risky actions. Hallelujah. It'll come a time when we will all make decisions that are risky, and we have to do it based on the word of God and His promises that He's already given us. Amen? God has given you the capacity of faith that you must exercise it through action as he leads and not by putting him to test. Never put God to test. God never wants you to put him to test. Amen? Faith with action says we believe in God and we believe God is telling the truth and can be trusted. Faith without action, we believe that God is a liar and cannot be trusted. There's no gray area in this. There's only the black and white. That is why we can't please him without faith. And this is why we can't be among the righteous without faith. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 38 says, "Now the just shall live by faith. But any man draws back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him." The truth is that to acknowledge Jesus as a prophet and a teacher and then refuse to affirm all he said about himself is really to deny him completely. You can call yourself a Christian, but if you start doubting God's word and denying his word, you are already denying him. You are already saying that the Bible is not true and I should maybe have another option. There is no other option in the kingdom of God. This kingdom that they're trying to establish, this one world government, it is not a conspiracy theory. It's real. It's happening. Read Revelations. That's the book that you never read. Go and read it. Read what is happening and read that you are a winner at the end of this book. Hallelujah. There's a kingdom that is coming. That's why Jesus never spoke about anything else except this kingdom that he was talking about. Hallelujah. Let me just briefly go through this and then I'll close. You know, the Bible details two coming world ruling governments, one that will follow right after the other. Daniel saw both of them. To recognize the first new order that's coming, we actually have to look back in time and recognize the fact that there is a real conspiracy. Amen? This, everything that is happening right now, this coronavirus and all this stuff, that's just grooming us for this. Now, we Christians need to think differently from what the world thinks. Somebody's got to speak about these things. You have to talk about these things. That's what your Bible teaches you. You don't want to dismiss this because of the fact that thousands of years ago, there was a conspiracy. That this one that you don't want to take lightly. It's the one that will affect your life, and it's been and it will be the most powerful plot on planet Earth today. In fact, we have been describing this in the Bible. The Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, it says, "We do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Your Bible already tells you about these things. And so don't dismiss those things and say, "Oh, it's just another conspiracy theory." It is not. It is real. Hallelujah. I know that. And the more I study Genesis, the more I study Revelations, the more it's being revealed and the timeline and the date and everything that's happening. It's all there for us. No one can tell you that it's not true. So as you think about that, does it seem that our world is ready for the new world order? Absolutely. Yes, we're ready. They're ready. They're grooming people. Fear, all this stuff that is happening right now, that's all grooming for this government. Most churches don't get it. Most ministers don't want to preach on this. No pastors want to talk about this and leave their people trying to escape somewhere. You know what? There is not going to be a rapture. Hello, somebody. Listen to me very carefully. Listen to me. Read your Bibles. There is no such thing as rapture. Oh, you're gonna stone me for this, I tell you. But go study your Bible. Study the timeline of what is happening. Rapture is a doctrine brought to you by some church. Read the kingdom of God and understand what the kingdom is about. They have confused resurrection with rapture. And they brought it out like you're gonna be pulled out of here and then all this tribulation is gonna happen. Listen, the church is going to go through tribulations, whether you like it or not. We are going through it. We're going to go through persecution. That's why this kind of word has to be released in church. So that we are not papping down and changing nappies for people. And then when the real thing happens, we go, nobody's strong enough to stand in faith to face these things that are happening to us. Hallelujah. There is no escaping these things. We're going to go through tribulations, trials. It's going to happen. But Jesus said before that could go worse. He's going to come back. Hallelujah. He's going to come back. That's the best part of this whole gospel that Jesus spoke about. The gospel of the good news of the Bible, it also talks about the end times. It talks about the new world government. That's part and parcel of the gospel. So don't just read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John and then forget all about Revelations. Go down Revelations and read it and understand the season. The prophecy says it's coming a time when people will be willing, listen to me, willing to give up their liberty, to give up freedom, to give up their rights in order to have their basic needs met by the government. Hello, somebody. And we cannot play ostrich, sticking our heads inside the sand and waiting for this thing to pass. You are going to be in the middle of it. So get prepared for it. If they're grooming you for that, then we groom you for this. Hallelujah. You groom yourself for ready to be facing those for the tribulations that are coming. And that's important for us. This is a long thing that I want to talk about, but I'm just bringing you some things to close this message this morning because I understand and I know it's important for us to talk about these things. This church should not fall away from anything, whether it's the demons, the devils, the government, what they're trying to do to you, take your job away and take your provision away and take your property away and all this stuff. Let not this make you deny Christ. Amen? Please listen to me very carefully this morning. This is the thing that, you know, no one's ever pastored a church through this kind of season now. This is our generation now. We're pastoring the churches and you are in the church right now in this generation. Jesus said this generation will not pass away and they will see something that no other generation has ever seen. You could be here seeing the return of Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, that's exciting. That's exciting stuff. But do not fear. Fear is the greatest obstacle, the greatest weapon that the enemy will use against you every time. Fear. First thing is fear. Who will go and buy some toilet paper? Well, I'll go and grow some leaves. Dig my own well so that I can have a shower after I go to the toilet. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. Papa God, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, that your word is always truth. And I thank you, God, that we are able to stand on this place to be able to reveal and release truth to your people. But, Lord, most of all, it's the principles that we walk by. That is your word. Lord, I don't want people to hear good messages. I want them to get some principles, get some things that are important to their day-to-day living. Hallelujah. So that, Lord, we may walk together in one heart, one mind, one spirit. That your church continues to walk through the times of tribulations, just as the early church have done. Lord, they stayed true to your word, stayed true to the church that you planted. When you said to Peter, I will build my church, and no gates of hell shall prevail. And we thank you that, Lord, the people in this building today are the very ones that you said, I will build my church with these people. Hallelujah. Father God, I thank you for each and every family here today. As we see the changes that are happening before us. Lord, we look to you and we look to your word and your promise. Father, you prayed and you prayed not for us to be taken out of here. You prayed that we will be kept safe and protected so that the willpower that you have given us will be used powerfully so that your will be established on this earth. As you have purpose for our lives. Each and every one of us sitting here today, we're born for such a time as this. Hallelujah. We look to ourselves as somebody important in the kingdom of God that is here to achieve something great. Father, I thank you and I thank you for your people. As Jesus prayed for us, I also pray for our people that we are kept safe, Father. Every provision that is needed, you will provide. Every help that we need, you will provide. That you will preserve and keep us safe, Father God, from anything. That we will not stand in a place that we will put you to test. But Lord, we will always make decisions that are based on your principles and your precepts, Father God. Thank you for your word. Your word, you said that heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will last forever. Your word is life. And you said also, God, that when we hear truth, the truth will set us free. You are truth, Jesus. There's no other truth except you. There's no other medium or mediator between us and Papa God. It's just you. So we thank you, Lord. What a privilege and an honor to be born in such a time as this, that we are able to achieve something great, just as the early church did. And I pray, Lord, that you preserve and protect each and every person here this morning. And I want to pray this prayer over the people this morning. Hallelujah. I want you to stand. I want you to raise your hand before God this morning. I want to pray the blessing of God upon you. Hallelujah. And I want you to pray this prayer over your families. Pray this prayer over your children every morning when they go to school. Pray it over your boss. Pray it over your business. Hallelujah. God gave this prayer to Moses. He says, Moses, give it to Aaron. And tell Aaron to pray this over. This is the prayer that came from him, from Papa God himself. Numbers chapter 6, verse 24 to 26. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you, be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance towards you, give you peace. Shalom, shalom, peace that surpasses all understanding. Only comes from Jesus. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Everything has been already restored because of the power of the cross, finished work of victory, the blood of Yeshua and the Holy Ghost that lives inside of us. Hallelujah. Father, I pray that over your people. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. And all God's people agreed and said, Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.